You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, with World Diabetes Day this week, we thought we will talk about diabetic-related sight loss conditions and kind of how the two can sometimes mix. Joining me today is Lee Mercer. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Hubert.
So let's find out, first of all, you know, what is your sight condition? And tell us a bit about that and how you got diagnosed and kind of your early days of sight loss.
I have what's called proliferative diabetic retinopathy, which is a lovely mouthful, but then most sight conditions are. Basically, the diabetes, sort of as a result of complications from diabetes and problems in the bloodstream, it has damaged the vessels in the backs of my eyes, which caused hemorrhages, which then have damaged other parts of the eye. I've had diabetes for a number of years. I was diagnosed in 2001, and the sight loss condition didn't occur until 2018. So I'd had diabetes for a long time. I'd lived with it. I managed the condition. It became part of my life, just something else to think about from day to day. But sight loss wasn't something that I had ever really considered. It was a known complication, but like possible complication, but it wasn't something that I ever thought would affect me, because I suppose you don't dwell on those sort of things a lot of the time.
As you said, you know sight loss is not something you've always considered, but when it eventually came to it and you had to adapt to living life with kind of limited vision, how did you adapt? What did you find most helpful at the time?
I think the most helpful thing at the time when in 2018 when it went was the support I received from people. It was the advice, the information, and the support from those around me, from medical staff, from social support, from charities, because when it hit relatively quickly. Over the course of 3 months, I went from basically normal vision to not having anything, and wasn't really something I could prepare for. So a lot of that early time was spent understanding and discovering really what this was and what it meant, and having those people there so that I wasn't doing it completely on my own was invaluable to helping me kind of come to terms with what had happened and what I had, and show me where I could go from there. I discovered this entire community of people, of experts and people with lived experience who could show me that this wasn't the end of me doing anything, that I really could carry on. And without those people and that support, like, I could very well have not been in the position I'm in today.
Now, when it comes to diabetes, obviously there's a few types of diabetes and various differences as to how you have to manage your individual diabetes situation. But in your case, how do you manage the diabetes side of your condition?
I'm what they call a type 1. I'm dependent on manual injections of insulin, which is the more common type for children and young people. To get type 2 diabetes can be more based on sort of diet, lifestyle and health, but generally affects people later on. But type 1 is sort of the children's one. So I regularly have to test the levels of sugar in my bloodstream and regularly inject insulin to balance out that level. And quite luckily, more recent advances in technology have actually made it a lot easier with the sight loss. Previously, the way I would test the glucose in my bloodstream was to do a finger prick test. You get a small needle essentially and get a spot of blood on the end of a finger, and you place that drop into a little sensor that then scans it and gives you a reading. Now, something that's very difficult to do when you can't see any of it. It's a very precise process. And I had some sort of incidents after losing my sight where I tried to continue doing it that way, and I would miss the sensor, I would miss the right section of my finger, I wouldn't be able to read the result. It was becoming very frustrating. So recent advances mean that I now wear a what they call a constant glucose monitoring system, which is a sensor that I wear on the back of my arm, which sends a signal to my mobile phone. And by checking an app on my mobile, I can get a reading of the glucose in my bloodstream, either by scanning that sensor with the back of the phone itself, or just by op reading the last sort of sensor data. So it's completely eliminated the need for manual finger pricks and blood tests, and has made managing the condition with sight loss so much easier, and allowed me to really regain control of it because I can monitor it much more closely.
So when it comes to the sensor and the app you are using, what are they called? Can you share some names?
The one I use is called a Freestyle Libre system. The other sort of, I think, common one is Dexcom, I think is the other name that people may have heard of. But the Freestyle Libre and Dexcom are these two wearable sensors. They're about, the sensors are a disc, are probably about an inch across, very lightweight, and they sit and stick on the back of your arm, and they're applied with this little spring-loaded applicator. And they currently last about 2 weeks, so you do have to replace them. But once they're on, it's a very simple process to either put the back of your phone against the sensor to get a reading, or just to open the app and check what the last sensor reading was. It eliminates any invasive like testing or drawing blood or anything that we used to do. And all of the results in the app are sent directly to my consultant team. So at any time I can speak to them and they can directly access the data and give me advice or information on what they see, or what to do if they see a something that's maybe a little bit outside the norm, or they see something that's a trend. We can suggest ways to combat that, or things I might be able to change to try and bring something down. So that instant ability to check the data is another reason why I like using this system.
And in terms of the app, what's the app called and how accessible do you find it?
The app is called Libre Link. It works. I use that, so I'm a screen reader user. So my phone, codes and reads out the information audibly, and a large portion of the data is very usable. The app will give me a number value for that glucose reading. There is extra information that's visual. I believe the numbers are color coded depending on whether you're what the app considers to be in range or out of range. There are also, I believe, directional arrows which tell you whether the level is rising or falling. Unfortunately, at the moment, those don't translate very well into an audio feedback. But knowing the number and being able to see the log book is sufficient for me to track and to follow. And then the other information can be converted to graphs if the consultants need to look at something or want to see a visual representation. But for me, just being able to know that figure is enough to track everything.
Fantastic. And the last question for you is, you know, for people new to sight loss, based on your own experiences of adapting to life with limited sight, what would be your advice to people?
The big thing that I realized and that I accepted and that helped me to come to terms with both the diabetes and the sight loss is that point I mentioned earlier. It's that there are lots of people around who can help, that have advice, that have experience, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with seeking that experience and finding out ways that people have done things and what support is out there. I've got a really good team in my diabetes consultants. We speak relatively often, and sometimes working out the ways to do things with the sight loss on top has been quite interesting to look at new ways of doing things that they maybe hadn't thought of, because while sight loss and diabetes are relatively closely connected, there aren't that many cases for each individual consultancy or area. So giving them some extra knowledge and helping them understand how things work to potentially help the next person that comes to them might be able to make it easier. They might know what technologies to suggest, or they might have got some more information. So I think, again, that people connection, that sharing information and seeking help and not being afraid to seek help, is probably the thing that helped me the most when it was new. And I'm still always learning new things and can only do that by talking to people and finding out their experiences.
That is excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experiences, Lee, both from the sight loss and the diabetes side, and I think helping to certainly raise much more awareness of these things. Thank you very much, Lee Mercer, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.